This is GQDN for Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very delicious stuff. Once you do, put in the promo code called Quest. That way you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Donkey Kong news. We have some Super Mario news. And some Steam Deck news. But we begin today with GamesRadar.com. And one of the From Software developers was talking about Elden Ring. And it was the president, Hideki Miyazaki. And he said that Elden Ring was a turning point for the Dark Souls developer. So here is what he was saying about Elden Ring. Quote, where From Software is right now in terms of scale, I would say Elden Ring is really the limit. We've tapped every resource and talent that we have access to. Scaling it even bigger, I'd have my concerns. Perhaps having multiple projects is the next stage where some of the other younger talent can have the opportunity to manage and direct game design for a smaller project, end quote. But he did say that they are working on some multiple projects as well. So we shall see what happens with that team after the Shadow of the Eldtree is done. Maybe they'll make new stuff, never know. But he was also talking to Kotaku, and in this article, he was talking about how he was stuck because he did admit that he had struggled through the Lands Between with an interview with The Guardian because he was talking about the DLC and the future of From Software. That's where he said, quote, I want to preface this by saying I was absolutely suck at video games. Hey, he confessed it. Did I say stuck? I meant suck. Sorry about that. But he also did talk about, even though he did stink, how did he get through Elden Ring? Here's what he said about that, quote, my approach or play style was to use everything I have at my disposal, all the assistance, every scrap of aid that the game offers, and also all the knowledge I have as the architect of the game, end quote. So, at least some people admit it. Yeah, I said it. Now we get to a delay. Frostpunk 2 for PC, according to Gamatsu, is now delayed to September 20th. And that is the publisher and developer of 11-Bit Studios. And they delayed Frostpunk 2, which was planned to release on July 25th. And now that's been pushed back to September 20th, which will be on PC, on Steam, the Epic Game Store, and GOG. Now, it will also be on PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series at a later date. So here's what they said in a statement. Quote, based on the surveys we received after playing beta, the average rating you gave us was 8 out of 10. We're super grateful for that. At the same time, it was only a small slice of work in progress, still growing game. While our backlog is plentiful, it was an opportunity to listen to what you enjoyed and what didn't quite land yet. This allowed us to prioritize things better and bring upfront the features and modifications we were already working on. But we also realized that to guarantee the best possible experience on launch, we need more time to finish the development of Frostpunk 2. That's why we made the difficult decision to postpone its release until September 20th, 2024. End quote. Well, that means it could be on the future game show at Gamescom because they're going to have their broadcast on August 21st. That's via GamesRadar.com, and that is what they're going to do. So we'll see what they bring with them. Some deep dives, possibly, and we'll see if they can break their own record, which had about over 11 million views. So we will see. Now, Stellar Blade has come under some criticisms, and that's according to PlayStationLifestyle.net because the shipped-up CEO, Hyung-tae Kim, did acknowledge the criticisms because it did show some of the gaps of the quality of work. So here's what Kim did say. quote, "I think we have achieved the biggest goal of the game. However, I think it is really unfortunate that it exposed various problems with the screenplay, script quality, translation, etc. We will do our best to strengthen the quality in these areas, and we shall see." Now we go to Engadget.com, because if you want to play some games, well, Steam Deck may be the thing to have, because they're getting a built-in game recorder. Right now, the feature is in beta. This is via Engadget.com, and they're saying that Valve did launch the game recorder in beta, and it would also be the native recorder on Steam Deck. So now you can set the feature to start recording in the background, where you can keep playing your game, and you can start and stop a recording whenever you press your hotkey. That is if you choose to record in the background, but you can specify the maximum amount of storage that recordings can take. Steam will overwrite old recordings once you hit the limit. So here's what Steam Deck did say on Twitter. Quote, "The new Steam game recording feature is on Steam Deck as well. To try it out, make sure you opt into the beta channel and turn on the game recording in settings. Recording automatically show up in the media section. Too bad you can't play your favorite controller with the Steam Deck." Pure Xbox did say that they are saying that Xbox is still the controller of choice for Steam users. Now that's hooking up to the PC, because Valve did release some new data about the controllers and the digital PC platform. And they're saying that the Xbox gamepads are being used more than anyone else. That would include June 2024, where 59% off of the users were playing with an Xbox-style controller. 26% had PlayStation controllers, and 10% were using the Steam Deck controllers. Basically, it's Steam Deck. So, what controller would you use for Steam? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now let's get to some games, because Super Mario Run, did get a limited time Luigi's Mansion 2 event. So now, Luigi's Ghost Hunt missions are now appearing in the mobile title. So if you do complete 3 missions, you will get the Luigi and Poltergust 5000 statue. After 6 missions, you get the King Boo statue. When you're done with 9 missions, you will get the Fleeing Polterpup and Luigi statue. Now, the Luigi Mansion 2 event for Super Mario Run will be active until August 1st, 2024. That's a direct quote from NintendoEverything.com. So, if you got Super Mario Run, you can go to the Luigi's Mansion 2 HD event. Now, there's a game that's coming too for a lot of different places. And according to Gamatsu.com, it's Mika and the Witch Mountain. We do like release announcements. And they will be coming out August 21st for Switch and PC, and later this year for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox X and S, and Xbox One. So go enjoy that one. On Nintendo Everything, they capped this show off, because Donkey Kong could have been called something else. Well, how we found that out is because Nintendo went to court as they went up against Universal. And somebody went digging through the court records. And that someone was Norman Caruso, who did publish the court documents online in 2020. So, here's what the judge had to say at that time. Quote, "Donkey Kong creates a humorous impression by jumping up and down and strutting back and forth to tease Mario. Donkey Kong Gorilla is thus quite different from King Kong. A ferocious gorilla in quest of a beautiful woman who goes on a rampage, chases people, crushes them underfoot, or throws them to the ground, and fights with dinosaurs, giant snakes, airplanes, and helicopters, and culminating in this tragic and bloody death." So, do you want to know what the names are? Proposed names for Donkey Kong? Well, it was Kong Dong, Funny Kong, Kong the Kong, Jack Kong, Bill Kong, Steel Kong, Giant Kong, Big Kong, Kong Down, Mr. Kong, Custom Kong, Kong Chase, Kong Boy, Kong Man, Kong Fighter, Wild Kong, Rookie Kong, and Kong Holiday. Yeah, all the Kongs. Oh, just to tickle your fancy, because no show tomorrow. Just a reminder, I'm on vacation. No show, or no live show Saturday. And in fact, there will be no show until July the 8th. That'll be Monday. That'll be the next GQDN. The next live show, weekly show, will be July the 13th. That's a Saturday. So I will say to you tonight, if plans are still up, twitch.tv/stackup.org. Me and Dami is going to be talking about stuff. And if you're not going to watch, have a great holiday for those in the U.S. and to the rest of you and to all of you. Go play some games, people. We'll see you later.